iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty, and in this week's weekly roundup, it's all about the Living Bridge Diwali celebrations and Priti Patel's Sewa for the Nation and Gandhigiri Decoded and much, much more. Stay with us.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
So with this week's weekly roundup, it was heartwarming to hear Home Secretary Priti Patel evoke the spirit of Sewa in her party flagship conference last week as she pledged to do her utmost to keep the country safe. She went on to say that our values embody service before self, and this can be neatly defined by the Hindu word Sewa, which can mean service, commitment to dedication to others. Ensuring the best interests of our country comes first is what drives me each and every day, and that is my responsibility, that is my service, and that is our party. Cabinet Minister Priti Patel used these words to explain the drive and motivation behind her crime-fighting work and the UK Home Office. Addressing the Conservative Party annual conference in Manchester, the senior Gujarati origin minister linked that drive to some of the tough decisions she's had to take, including clamping down on climate protesters behind major disruptions of some of the country's key motorways over the past few weeks. There's more on that story under the News and Views section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. And so to our next story, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Points of Light Award for 6-year-old Alicia Gardier, who campaigns hard to raise awareness against climate change at such a young age, is extremely well-deserved indeed. Now this story from the iGlobal desk at iGlobalNews.com is all about a 6-year-old British Indian girl who campaigns to raise awareness of deforestation and climate change issues, which is amongst the newest winners of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Daily Points of Light Award. Alicia Gardier is a climate activist and mini ambassador for UK-based non-profit Cool Earth and has raised over £3,000 for the organisation, which works alongside rainforest communities to halt deforestation and lobbies businesses to create more sustainable practices. Alicia also set up a climate change club at her school, encouraging others to look after the environment and include activities such as litter picking and planting trees. She went on to say that she's really excited and happy to have won the award and really grateful and honoured to have Prime Minister Boris Johnson to award and write a letter to me. I never thought I would receive such an award. And we here at iGlobalNews.com wish you all the very best.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. And there's something for us all to look forward to, as bookings are now open for iGlobal's exclusive Diwali festivities, packed with a full day of inspiring conversations and a glittering Bollywood concert being held in Birmingham this year. And it's all about the Living Bridge Diwali Fest and Awards 2021. Yes, Diwali Fest 2021 is back with a bang. The Living Bridge is the name for this year's Festival of Lights, celebration for the British Indian diaspora that is the beating heart of the UK-India bond. So don't miss out, tickets are on sale right now, and make sure you are a part of this fabulous event. Olifest 2021, Living Bridge, iGlobal is back to play host to this year's celebration of the Festival of Lights, themed around the UK-India Living Bridge. Living Bridge Conversations, enriching and engaging dialogues with experts in their field, reflecting upon a spectrum of meaningful conversations from the teachings of our scriptures to Dharmic inspirations. Diwali Fest Concert, a spectacular Bollywood showstopper evening of power-packed performances by award-winning singers Navin Kundra and Ambika Joyce, and some high-energy performances from the Crew 515 Band and Bollywood Dance School UK. Don't miss out. Book tickets now to join iGlobal on Saturday, 30th of October at the Royal Birmingham Conservatoire in association with Birmingham City University. Details at iglobalnews.com, the premier multimedia hub for and about global Indians. Make sure you're there. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians. iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iglobalnews.com.
And now we look at some of the more detailed stories of the week gone by from iglobalnews.com. The Nehru Centre in London played host to Indian writers who have popularised the concept of Gandhigiri in the mainstream. Also, a 20-year-old architecture student from India who invented low-cost portable housing is among 15 worldwide winners of this year's Innovation for Sustainable Development Award. Amid the supply of shortages of recent week, our columnist looks at what the global energy scenario holds for the future. And in this new iMoney Show podcast series, a mortgage expert talks through some of the basics around home buying and the UK property market. And Sujata Din's Health Corner has some surprise suggestions on your path to self-care. Do stay with us.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so to the Nehru Centre in London, which played host to Indian writers who have popularised the concept of Gandhigiri in the mainstream, where writers celebrate Gandhi Jayanti by decoding his ideals. So as the world celebrated the 152nd birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi, the father of the Indian nation, on October the 2nd, Nehru Centre London director Amish Tripathi welcomed onto the virtual stage some geniuses from the Indian film industry who have successfully adapted Gandhian philosophy to our modern-day lives. Filmmaker Rajkumar Hirani and his partner in creation Abhijit Joshi took the floor to share anecdotes from the making of the iconic film Lage Raho Munabai, which gave birth to the concept of Gandhigiri. In a nuanced manner, Hirani and Joshi explained the true essence of the term Gandhigiri. They say is not exactly following the footsteps of Gandhi, rather to voice your disagreement. It is to disagree in an agreeable manner, and the wise man himself said, "Don't be afraid to speak out, even against me." There's more on that story under the Arts and Culture section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. And now to an inspiring story about a 20-year-old architecture student from India who invented low-cost portable housing, who is among 15 worldwide winners of this year's Innovation for Sustainable Development Award. And this 20-year-old architecture student from India invented low-cost portable housing for COVID-19 quarantine and shelter from extreme weather, such as earthquakes and floods. And he is amongst the 15 worldwide winners of this year's Commonwealth Innovation for Sustainable Development Award. Kaif Ali was awarded for designing prefabricated sustainable shelter Space Era, which can not only help reduce transmission of deadly viruses, but also house refugees worldwide in the future. As one of the winners, Ali wins a trophy, £3,000, and the opportunity to scale up his innovation in collaboration with partners and mentors across the Commonwealth. There's more on that story from the iGlobal Desk under the News and Views section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now, if you head to the news and views section at iglobalnews.com, it's all about the supply and shortages of the recent week, as our columnist looks at what the global energy scenario holds for the future. And it's all bad news in energy right now, but let's take a peek into the future. The last few weeks have served as a stark reminder about the fragility of our energy supply chain. A 250% rise in wholesale gas prices since the beginning of the year has seen 32 energy companies collapse and many others orderly exit the market. In the same month, the UK has been suffering from a fuel shortage caused by lorry driver shortages and subsequent panic buying. Now, they might seem to be unrelated issues on the face of it, but both ultimately result in energy security issues. Natural gas makes up over 40% of the UK's energy mix, and over half of that gas is imported, whilst 90% of cars on the road still run on a combustion engine requiring fuel. So whether it is the energy companies purchasing gas on the wholesale markets or the drivers filling up their cars at petrol stations, both are subject to interferences that have had an impact on our ability to do business or live our lives.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. And as we continue with our weekly roundup, this is all about the brand new iMoney Show podcast series. A mortgage expert, Bob Singh, talks us through some of the basics around home buying in the UK property market. And Bob Singh from Chess Mortgages and My Move Estate Agents explains about residential mortgages, which is a long-term loan taken out by one or more individuals to buy a home to live in. And in this episode, the financial expert explains how whether you're a first-time buyer, moving home or remortgaging, that this is the type of mortgage that you will need. Depending on what is best for your circumstances, you can choose between fixed rate, variable, or tracker mortgages.
A large majority of the mortgages are residential because people live in their own homes. If you're buying to rent out, then that obviously is a buy-to-let mortgage. It's not a residential mortgage. But if you're living in your property and you are either buying it or refinancing it, which we call a remortgage, or even moving home, selling your house and buying another one, that involves a mortgage, and that's a residential mortgage. And the important thing to do recognize here, or to remember, is that residential mortgages are regulated by the FCA.
Find out more about that story by going to the iMoney Show podcast at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And finally, with our weekly roundup from iglobalnews.com, we join Sujata's Health Corner. And Sujata has some simple suggestions on your path to self-care, where she explains, do you find when you're busy in your everyday life, whether it's working, taking care of your family or your home, that your own self-care gets forgotten? So what is self-care? Well, self-care is simply that. It's taking care of yourself, the practice of doing things that support your mental and physical health and make you feel better. There are so many different ways to practice self-care, and what you decide to do depends on what you need to do for yourself at that time. Get more on this story from the health and fitness section from iglobalnews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iglobalnews.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's weekly roundup from iglobalnews.com right here with us on iGlobal Radio. You listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters and much, much more. On air at iglobalnews.com.